Civic City Joint Water Sanitary Authority Board of Directors Business Meeting. This is August 11th, 2026, 5 p.m. We're meeting virtually and in person at the Kiawanda Community Center, Paige Jensen Room, Civic City, Oregon. I'm going to read the rules of conduct. All cell phones, pagers, and other mobile communication devices must be turned off or silenced for the duration of the meeting. All persons in attendance will remain quiet during the course of the meeting unless called upon to comment. They will refrain from any behavior that disturbs, disrupts, or otherwise impedes the orderly conduct of the meeting, to include shouting, booing, hissing, etc. We'll also refrain from creating, provoking, or participating in any type of disturbance involving unwelcome physical contact. You will be asked to leave the room to conduct side discussions, and we will also refrain from any speech of a political nature. Roll call. Director Doyle.
Here.
Director Strotska.
Here.
Director Shoemaker.
Here.
Director Anderson.
Here.
I'm Director Donahue. I'm the chair. All five directors are present. Item number four, minutes. The July 14th, 2026 business meeting. Are there any corrections or additions that needs to be made? Hearing none, I would entertain a motion.
Motion to accept the July 14th, 2026 business meeting minutes.
Second.
Oh, okay.
We have a motion and a second to accept the July 14th, 2026 business meeting minutes. Without further discussion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Now move on to item five, our financial report. Item A, accounts payable for July 15th and July 31st, 2026. Are there any questions or comments about accounts payable?
I have some comments or questions, probably more than anything. There were some pretty heavy hitters. I see the Rogers Station lift upgrade in there for $13,300. We kind of knew that was going on. There's a $29,000 or $33,000, I'm looking right now. Special districts, we know what that is. $29,000, Viola Water Technologies, filters and disc filter. I think John talked about that the last meeting. They're getting worn. They needed to be replaced, so we've replaced five of them. Or one?
It's all within one disc filter, but I think there's like 220 individual little filters that cost an arm and a leg apiece.
Let's see.
Well, just a second here. I'd like to point out that we have just been joined by Tim at 5:03 p.m. Continue, please.
I thought there was one more. I thought there was a $30,000 one in there, $33,000 something. I'm not seeing it now. I thought it might have been the purchase of the blower, but I don't know that we purchased the blower yet.
We ordered it.
Okay.
We haven't received it or been invoiced for it yet.
Right. Okay. Hello. That's all I had was expenses were kind of high in relation to other months, including 2025, where there were $217,000 this past month.
I noticed.
We got a couple bogeys on there. That
big ones.
Yeah, we had a lot of projects. We were waiting for the new fiscal year to come around.
Our recording, I'd like to point out, 5:04, we've been joined by John Wesley.
Apologize for my tardiness.
Well, you warned us ahead of time, so we expected it. Any other comments about accounts payable? Hearing none, I'd entertain a motion.
I move that the accounts payable for July 15th and July 31st, 2026 be approved as presented.
I'll second that.
We have a motion to approve the accounts payable for July 15th and July 31st of this year. We have a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Now move on to our financial reports. Item B, fiscal year 26-27. I would like to, I noticed that we had the end of the fiscal year, which was July 31st, and the beginning of the new fiscal year,
June
30th, and the beginning of the new fiscal year, July 1st. Would you explain that a little bit?
So you have the June 30th one again, because we did receive some more bills in July that should have been in the previous fiscal year. So that is the end of those fiscal years. So those are going to be the final numbers for the financials. And then the other budget status that you received would have been the first month of the new fiscal year.
Maybe it's John's prerogative. For how did we end up over or under budget at the end of the year?
Well, as a whole, we were under budget.
Yeah.
And there were an account or two where we went over, just underestimated the costs. But considering we finished the year with much less revenue than we expected in the form of SDCs, being able to report we were overall for the entire budget, we were under budget, I think is pretty good. So,
approximately how much overall?
Well, you've got a better idea of that than I do, Rachel.
I have to look at that email again. I should have double checked that before I left.
I didn't have a chance to look at it myself. I didn't have the time. Were we above on interest as usual?
Yes. Yes, we were, which is great.
That probably helped.
We have noticed that interest is, it's kind of still at the same point. I think we're still at 4%. One of our big months last year, we were at 5.5%, but it has gone down, which is good for people that are buying houses, not so great for us.
Okay. No further comments? Or are there any other comments on the new budget, all that? Okay. Unfinished business, the manager's report. John?
Thank you, Tom. Looking at my notes here, so I talk about the unaccounted for water pretty much every month. And that's not what I want to do, but it's still wanting to keep the board informed. We were, it would be nice if we weren't reporting over a million gallons per month unaccounted for, but we just don't believe that it's a water leak. If it was, we'd see the usage in our reservoirs in the form of longer fill cycles, more frequent fill cycles. Looking back historically, those are right where they typically are this time of year. So still pinning a lot of our hope on a new production flow meter at Horn Creek. The magnetic meter that we've ordered will be accurate to plus or minus 0.25%, which is a high degree of accuracy. It will take a little longer to get than I reported on the manager's report. The lay length is a custom lay length for the meter. We're replacing an existing meter. The mag meter is a shorter lay length, which means that along with the meter, we have to have a spool piece custom fabricated so that we've got the exact lay length of the meter that is currently there. And that custom lay length will add a couple more weeks onto the lead time. So
How about the price? Is the price going to go up quite a bit because of that?
No, actually, the spool piece is only like $40 per inch, and we're only talking about 10 inches. So about $400. Okay. But, you know, when we pull the old one out, we're going to have a gap in the pipe that somehow we got to close, and the new meter is going to be... going to be shorter than the old one. So that custom spool piece and the meter manufacturer will manufacture that for us. They're used to having to do this. But it will add a couple more weeks onto the lead time. So hopeful that once we get that in there, you know, and we're really going to want to see a whole month of performance from the meter in order to truly gauge the difference that it makes. I hope the difference is substantial, but that's, as I say, what we're leaning toward being the only thing we can think of at this point. And we're excited to get that installed and see how our daily production numbers change. I wanted to also mention that it's time for us to schedule the annual employee director potluck lunch. I threw out a couple of dates out there, Wednesday, August 19th and Wednesday, August 26th. Is the individual board members in a position where they can let me know if one or both of those days or none of them work?
I'm open. I'm wide open any day you guys want to have it.
26 only for me. I have a conflict on the 19th.
Okay, I got to grab a pen here. Kathy, how about you?
Neither one? Either.
Oh, either one.
Either.
She doesn't want
to come. Dan? What time is the lunch?
Well, it'll be at noon. Typically runs till about 1.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've got a contractor that's supposed to be there between noon and 2 o'clock at my house.
What day?
On the 26th.
On the 26th.
Okay. I'm open on the 19th.
I'm open either of those. It'd be fine.
Okay.
I might be able to pop in.
Is then.
26 is good for me.
26 is good. Yeah, that's the only one I can get to.
Okay, so we've got four yeses on the possible yeses on the 19th and four on the 26th, right?
No, I'm a 26.
You're a 26. Okay, but you said the 19th was out.
Out for me.
Okay. Well, let me give that some thought. We'd like to have everybody there, including all the staff, which is why we generally like to schedule these midweek. And it doesn't have to be a Wednesday, though. Would you like me to try to find a Tuesday or a Thursday that might work?
Thursdays won't work.
It doesn't matter to me. I'll either pop in and pop out or on the 26th.
Okay. Well, we hate to...
It's a contractor.
Yeah.
So, yeah. We know how that works.
I do.
Maybe there are four.
I have lots of experience with those that group of people. Well, for now, I'll underline Wednesday the 26th. Then.
Yeah.
Does that sound good? And Dan, yeah, if you can get away, please try.
Bring something or?
Yeah, it's kind of a potluck. I mean, we'll supply like the burgers or the hot dogs or the main course. But the staff will bring a dish and if you know you guys would like to bring just something small and simple, just to some kind of potluck type of item, that would be great. Quick note. Dan is aware of this. He was at the Chamber of Commerce meeting on the 4th. I was contacted by Valen about a week before the meeting, asked me to be the featured speaker. So I, you know, even as the featured speaker, you only got like 15 minutes, but I did put together a rather simple PowerPoint and talked to the group about things going on at the authority, highlighted some of our recent accomplishments in terms of system improvements we've made. Talked about future improvements that are on the agenda, not the least of which is the North Broughton Road water line project, right? So, and also mentioned my retirement as well. I know the board's aware, and I know it's kind of getting around town, but I thought it was a good time to just, in that forum, to let people know that as well. told them that we were in the process of recruiting a new manager. Applications are currently being accepted, and that I will do everything in my power to ensure a smooth transition. And So, by the way, we got an update from Prothman. Last we heard, and it was last week, they had three applicants for the job. Doesn't mean that all three of those will find their way to the board, because one of the recruiter's primary jobs is to kind of filter out any that don't meet the basic qualifications and things of that nature. But I believe it's going to be open till the 23rd of this month. The exact date, I think that's right.
I thought it was the 24th.
Was it? But we've still got 10 days.
So it's going to be open for about a month, is that?
About a month in total from open to close. And I think that the close date on the applications is either the 23rd or the 24th. Can't remember the exact one, but probably doesn't matter. But just want to let the board know that they have received, they have gotten some interest in the position, as we would expect. And
on that note, I'd like to point out that I personally have reached out to the business community to ask for some of the business leaders if they'd be interested in being part of the interview process and answer questions from our, as well as ask questions of our applicants. And at this time, Shelley, the manager of Chester's, has accepted, as well as Sean Carlton, who is a former director and is the owner of Twist Wine Company. And since she's present, I'd like to ask if Ann, if you would like to serve on that interview committee.
With the executive committee? Sure. Yeah, I'd be glad to do that.
Thank you. So we have our citizenry and business community is well represented. I just wanted to point that out to the rest of the board. Anything else, John?
Just one last thing. We have filled our vacant operator and training position. His name is Cody Mankins. He hasn't been in the area long, but his family bought the Anchorage Hotel and are doing refurbishing the hotel. And I think originally they were from Las Vegas, and the entire family made a decision to move to the Oregon coast and to try to find something like the Anchorage Hotel to buy and to be a family business. And Cody's first day of work was actually on August 5th, which is, going on almost a week ago now. And he's doing very well.
Does he have prior experience in our industry?
He didn't have prior experience in this industry, but did have a solid and stable work history. And as an entry-level position, you know, it's always nice if somebody has some applicable experience. Most of the time they don't. But we've had pretty good luck. You know, instead of advertising for an operator two or an operator three, which would limit the amount of applicants we get for sure. We've had pretty good luck hiring as an entry-level position and training people up from within that that structure. A couple of people come to mind: Bob Pippinger,
Jeb,
Dale.
Yeah.
You know, and
they were all entry-level.
They were all entry-level with no prior experience, and we've just become a very cohesive and solid team. And it's working for us. And so I think, you know, since we're kind of remote here, sometimes even hiring for an OIT, we don't hardly get any applicants. And, you know, our concern is if we tried to hire somebody with certifications and with experience, it's going to limit the amount of applicants we get. And unless people came from the Valley, or from Lincoln City or Tillamook or somewhere like that, looking to make a change, it would be hard to find that.
How many applicants did we get?
Over 50.
Oh, wow.
Over 50. Now, we did do something different this year. We advertised on Indeed, which is a basically a job search website. You know, We'll evaluate whether we want to do that again. The problem is I think it's so easy for somebody who's got, you know, just their application on there to just push a button and saturate the market with their resumes, and it's hard to gauge their true interest.
Right.
What also happens is we get people applying for who live out of state. If we were hiring for a manager position or a high level, we'd certainly consider that, but we don't want to work that hard for an entry-level operator training position.
Yeah.
So, you know, but that's one reason we got so many, is we advertised on Indeed for the first time. But in some ways it was better, and in some ways it kind of slowed us down a bit.
Just got all that
just
to go
having
through.
So many to go through. So we'll evaluate that a bit.
So I just wanted to say two things before we move on. I've had a number of people that were at the chamber meeting make comments to me about how much they appreciated your presentation. And I think having you join the chamber and being able to do that is well paid off for us. And I think when we get a new person on board, that needs to continue to happen. So thank you for doing that. I think that's great. I think a couple years ago, if we had openings, we got very few, if any, applicants. And I think our reputation has improved in the community. And raising the salary has certainly been a good thing to do. So I think we are really moving forward in lots of directions, and that they are all paying off for us.
Good, good. Well, thank you for that feedback. And I try to attend as many chamber meetings as I can. And so even if I'm not presenting, I have made it to a handful of meetings in the last 6 or 8 months. And so I'm trying to be a more common presence as well. I find that even when I show up and I'm not presenting, they still want to ask me, hey, is there anything new to report at the authority? And so I stand up and I talk a little bit, and it's a good opportunity, you know, just to, you know, kind of maintain the presence.
Right.
Right? So, but thank you, Kathy. That's good feedback.
Everybody in the parade looked like they were having fun.
Yeah.
They loved it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
I think our people had more fun than them.
Yeah, I think they did too. And they really had the truck and stuff they used decorated well, and you know, had lots to throw to the kids, and it really turned out well.
Outstanding.
Yeah. So that's it for the manager's report, Tom.
All right, John, thanks. Okay, we'll move on to number 7, unfinished business. The South Tillamook County Emergency Volunteer Committee, or CORE, radio tower proposal is back on track, I assume.
Yeah, well, as I'm sure the board will remember, the Emergency Volunteer Corps had expressed interest in our site and had submitted a written proposal. And the board was about ready to vote on it, except we were missing one board member, and so we wanted to wait a month to have the vote. Well, a week later, I was contacted by Tillamook County about their interest. Tillamook County did withdraw their interest in that location. They had another proposal come through that the steering committee thought was a better solution for them. But, you know, the unfortunate thing is we put off one group for quite a while out of consideration for the county. And they, now that the county has withdrew their interest, the volunteer corps is still interested in the property. Their written proposal is still valid, and you know, so what I'm hoping for is that the board may be ready to vote on that proposal. And you know, they were you know, nothing's changed for them. They're back to where they were, and they're still making the same appeal to the board to use our property up at the 600K to improve their emergency communications.
How about the access, the property, the access owner there? Are there any problems with that?
No, I had already talked to the adjacent property owner about the volunteer corps proposal. He was okay with that right off the bat because he knows it's going to be minimal traffic. When they want to go up there, and it'll probably be, you know, maybe once a quarter that they'll want to go up there, they'll just let us know and we'll escort them up there and let them do what they need to do. With the county, it was quite a bit more intrusive. Yeah. They wanted keys to the gate. They were going to have more people in and out. They wanted to bury an electrical supply line all the way to the top. And, you know, so that was the adjacent property owner wasn't ready right off the bat to jump on that. But I had prior approval from him, no problem at all in his view, for the volunteer corps proposal.
Okay, I think everyone here has read the proposal. There's a lot of technical stuff in that, but I personally didn't see anything that would be a negative thing for me personally. But I would entertain a motion at this time if we are interested.
I move that we approve the STC EBC radio tower proposal as presented in the packet.
I second.
We have a motion and a second to accept the proposal of South Tillamook County Emergency Volunteer Corps radio tower proposal for our 600K reservoir site for an emergency antenna and transmitter receiver. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Okay, next item of business, item 8, new business, our board officer elections. We have three board elected positions, chair, vice chair, and secretary. And at this time, we'll open nominations for chair.
I open a nomination to continue having Tom Donahue as chair.
Do you want nominations for all three positions now?
No,
just the one.
We have one nomination.
Okay.
So,
yes.
So any other nominations for chair? Hearing none, I would entertain a motion. We have a nomination. We need it.
Do we need a vote?
Okay, well, I'll accept. So I believe we need a vote. So
okay.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, motion carried. We'll now open nominations for vice chair.
I'll nominate Kathy Staruska for vice chair.
Okay.
Are there any other nominations? Hearing none. All those in favor of Kathy for vice chair signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Congratulations. All right. The last position is secretary. I never did learn exactly what the secretary does.
She signs things.
Signs things.
She's here for moral support.
Okay. Nominations are open for secretary.
I nominate Luann Anderson.
Okay. I accept.
Any others? Hearing none. All those in favor of Luann for secretary signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. It's the end of our new business.
I'm just curious, Rochelle, you know this better than me. What is the term for the officers? Is it 2 years?
It's 2 years.
2 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
We do it on off voting years.
Okay. Okay.
So and we don't have a treasurer?
Nope.
No. Okay.
Don't know.
We have a chief financial officer.
Yeah, John's the finance officer.
Okay, are there any guest questions or comments? Hearing none, we'll move on to chair director comments. Directors, have any comments? Hearing none. Item 11, we have an executive session that we will recess for executive session under Oregon Revised Statute 192.6602 and I to review and evaluate the employment-related performance of the chief executive officer of any body, a public officer, employee, or staff member who does not request an open hearing. It is now 5:33 p.m. We are in recess and in executive session.
Okay.
Okay, we have come out of executive session and we are reconvening our regular business meeting. It is now 6:29, that'd be 18:29 hours in military time. So, at this time, we're going to go over your performance review, and we really only had one area that we thought that a little improvement was needed, and I'll give you the overall performance numbers. We're once again better than last year.
Wonderful.
You had, on the excellent ratings, you had 28 of 40 for 70%. And above average, you had 12 of 40, which is 30%. Last year, you had 22 excellence instead of 28 of 40, which was 55%. You raised that to 70%, and 18 of 40, which was 45%, and you lowered that to 30%. So once again, you've improved yourself over the year.
Wonderful.
And we are grateful that that is the case.
So, Tom, those numbers are a tiny bit off because we were missing one evaluation.
We added it.
Oh, you add?
So now we have 40 instead of 39.
Yes. Oh, okay. So you've changed all those.
Yeah.
And that okay. was, I didn't have a staff assessment, a rating for Max. He thought he had it on his, but he didn't. So he just changed it now. And we did have a couple changes in ratings as we discussed it among ourselves. So you and I chatted here recently about our webpage, and that came up in the conversation, and by God, everybody here thought that was one of the negatives and that we'd like to see some improvement in. And the other negative is our employee assessment. Once again, we had what looked like a similar dissatisfied one or two employees. And for the board's knowledge here, I did give John a copy of the employee assessment. And so our negative, we thought that was a little negative. Somehow, we understand, John, we all understand that there are certain personality types or the way you communicate with employees irritate someone out there or two. And so you need to work on your communication skills and how you talk and work with your employees a little bit. There's some room for improvement there. Really not much, because everybody else, as you saw, were, you know, satisfied with how things were going. But other than that, unless anybody else has any comments, I think that's where we were as far as your assessment.
Well, in regards to the website. We understand that you and your staff are already busy. So one idea for you might be to contract that out. And I think there's, as I mentioned, I think there's people in our community that have those skills and what might be interested in doing something. You know, if we don't want it to cost a ton of money.
Sure.
But we think it would be beneficial for everyone if we had the website kept up to date.
Yeah, I agree. It's kind of been rather stagnant for the last year, and we can do better for sure. It's one of those things I have to keep in the forefront of my mind that's sometimes not easy to do, but it is one of those things that face our customers, and perceptions are important, and I think that there are some things we can do to make it a bit more dynamic. There's some things obviously we can do to update it. I'd like to see it be revamped to some extent. I mean, maybe even redesign the homepage, you know, something along that, just so that, you know, people go on there, they just kind of see the same thing over and over again, right? I know there's been some ideas about, you know, putting in photos and keeping people better updated about current events. We'll do what we can there. I do like the idea of contracting that out, because it is one of those things that, and it's only one of a thousand things that we have to find time to invest some energy and some mental calories in. And
if it's not in a skill set, you know, I don't have that skill set.
I don't either. And currently, Rochelle's the only one that really has any content
or design. We figured that out, and we know she is really busy.
Sure, sure.
I mean, none your operators couldn't do that, so.
Well, I'm not sure I could do it without training. I've never been like a webmaster or anything like this. Is that what they call it, a webmaster?
Yeah, close enough.
But I think that if we had, if we were to, you know, not certainly not full-time, but to contract out with somebody maybe quarterly just to refresh a little bit of it and to, you know, just make it more current and less stagnant, I think that will go a long way. You know, we take pictures all the time. We can certainly be posting pictures and doing other things. We do use it to, you know, if we have a water break that involves a boil water notice, those types of things, we do put an update on our website that is kind of a banner that goes across the top. But we only leave that stuff on there as long as the event is going on. So, you know, we do some changes and some things that inform the public that unless you happen to see it when the announcement is made and valid, then you're probably not going to see it. But you know, that's just kind of scratching, you know, that's just the tip of the iceberg. I think there are a number of things we can do to make it more robust, more interactive, and, you know, I think that that's something we can easily explore. There's got to be somebody local or at least in the county that does this type of work, right?
I've got a name.
You got a name?
Yeah,
I got one too.
The volunteer firefighters actually were looking to do their own website, and I contacted the guy, and he's local. And he threw out a proposal without charging anything just to show us what he could do.
Yeah, you know, we're not talking about a full-time job, obviously. We're talking about, you know, somebody that gets in there and
will
make some tweaks.
You know, making those tweaks daily almost.
Yeah, potentially. Daily's... well, we can see. Daily would be a tall order for the staff, for sure.
Oh,
but I can tell you that, you know, if there's things that we can update and do daily, I'm thinking, honestly, more monthly.
Yeah, I was thinking daily. Monthly, and if depending on the cost, even 3 months quarterly would be good. I think there's no way anybody could keep it. Would cost a fortune to do it daily.
Well, we only get, you know, once a month to actually talk to the chamber. So so monthly might be a good number to shoot for.
The thing is, somebody has to get the information to that person.
That's the trick.
So,
well, and that'll take a little bit of effort.
Right.
But, you know, if we've got... you know, 1 week or a few days a month that you know, it's our time to, you know, just to report on new issues or current events, give updates on projects.
Right.
Maybe
I'm especially concerned about Broughton.
Yeah.
And a lot of photographs, exactly what's going on.
Yep.
And blow our horn a little bit.
But I'm just saying, it would still be up to the authority, somebody at the authority, to get that information to that person to get it on there.
It will, but if it becomes routine and it becomes part of a schedule and it's something I can put on my calendar, then it's just another reoccurring task, right? So I think that's certainly doable.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we can discuss this further, but... I wanted to finish up with this performance review. John, once again, we've got an outstanding review. Somehow or another, you actually did better again than you did last year. And at this time, I would, as far as your compensation is concerned, at this time, I'd like to entertain a motion from any member of the board.
Oh,
what we discussed.
For compensation. Oh, I make a motion that we move forward with the discussion of the percentage that we had discussed, and that would be the 6%.
So you're saying that the compensation would increase by 6%?
The compensation would increase by 6% based on his performance for the review.
Second?
I'll second it.
So we have a motion and a second to increase your compensation by 6%. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Also with that, your regular vacation does go up automatically, as you've already indicated you have your 5 years in.
Bumped up into your sixth year.
And now that we considered your proposal and we discussed it thoroughly and we had a lot of questions, and we decided that, and I'm, as chair, I'm appointing a committee of two to contact, or have you assist us to contact our attorneys and SDAO and look to see what our norms are for this type of thing for a valued employee. And we're more than considering it, but we want to make sure we have all our I's dotted and our T's crossed and try to come up with something way before you leave here. Something along these lines, we got to make sure that we are doing it the right way.
Our contact's probably going to be special districts.
That and our attorneys. Okay.
Probably so.
And our HR consultants.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that's makes sense to me. It's a proposal. You can't hurt to ask.
Yes. And you have to be illegal, though.
But you know, what we're talking about is to offset some of the costs, offer support, but that probably needs to be captured in some type of agreement, I would assume.
We have a working agreement when you signed on to this, and so we need, that's part of something we need to research, what we said there, if there was going to be anything afterwards you left. I would point out is, and I mentioned it in comments in the review form, that when you first came to us, you said you could give us 5.5, 6 years, something like that, 5 to 6 years, I believe the exact terms were. You wanted to retire your last part of your working life here on the coast, you gave us 7 months' notice, not 30 days, so that was also very appreciated, as well as your job performance, which was top-notch all the time you've been working for us. And for that authority, and I personally am very grateful, so thank you.
Yes, thank you very much.
Are there any other comments? Hearing none, it is now 6:44 p.m. That'd be 1844 military time. This meeting is adjourned.